Made possible in part by Peter and Nancy Clark, Andy and Becky Anderson, Art Yevsky, an Anonymous Family Foundation, and the members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. Our engineer for the series is Eric Arunas. The performer you're about to hear will be performing tomorrow night, Sunday at 8 p.m. at Shuba's at Belmont and Southport. And I think after hearing this performance tonight, those of you listening on the radio will definitely want to be at Shuba's tomorrow night because you're about to hear an exceptional artist. Guy Davis performs the blues, but he's more than that. I consider him a musician's musician. Please welcome Guy Davis.
Thank you all very much. Wow, that is such a nice introduction. I don't know if I'm worthy. I'm a representative of the Lazy Liars and Loafers Club, Incorporated, which never actually got incorporated because the founder was too lazy to go downtown and fill out the paperwork. Founder is F. Samuel Skunk Mellow, and I dedicate everything I do to Skunk Mellow. Anyway. Let's start out with a Mississippi John Hurt song called Payday. Now, it's impossible to cover a master. It's useless. So I mutated the song to the point where it makes sense for me to cover it. Anyway. That's what you sing, payday. Payday, there you go. Payday. Gonna take you to your mama, payday. There's a rabbit on a hollow log, and I ain't got a rabbit dog. It's a shame to let that rabbit get away. Away, away. It's a shame to let that rabbit get away. Sing it with me now. Away, away. It's a shame to let that rabbit get away. Ago, I let my fry cook go, but I'll keep my skillet greasy if I can. I can, I can, I can. Gonna keep my skillet greasy if I can. You know what to do. I can, I can. Gonna keep my skillet greasy if I can. I've done all I can do, and I can't get along with you. I'm gonna take you to your mama, payday. Payday, payday. Gonna take you to your mama, payday. You know what to do here. Payday, payday. Gonna take you to your mama, payday. Give me two more times, here you go. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. What a marvelous crowd of Chicago's finest here. Some of you might not even be from here, but that's okay. I'm not either. You know, okay. I'm from Bronx, New York. Let's try an old-timey song. This one's called Step It Up and Go. I'm not sure who wrote this one, but a lot of people stole it sort of simultaneously. That means when you go to court and they get on you about stealing something, you say, well, so-and-so did it, and so did so and the other one. Yeah. Girl walking down the street, seeing everybody but the chief of police. I had to step it up and go, had to step it up and go. Lord, I can't stay here, I sure gotta step it up and go. Two old ladies sitting in the sand, each one wishing that the other was a man. Had to step it up and go, had to step it up and go. Lord, I can't stay here, I sure gotta step it up and go. I was with a married girl, having some fun. In walked the husband with a great big gun. I had to step it up and go. I mean, I had to leave. Lord, I can't stay here. I sure gotta step it up and go. Listen here now. Mama cooked the chicken, she thought it was a duck. Brought it to the table with the legs sticking up. Had to step it up and go. Had to step it up and go. Lord, I can't stay here, I sure gotta step it up and go. I went to the river, tried to get across. Jumped on an alligator, thought it was a horse. Had to step it up and go. Had to step it up and go. Lord, I can't stay here, but I sure gotta step it up and go. Monkey and the baboon playing in the grass. Monkey threw the baboon a forward pass. I had to step it up and go. There's another set of lyrics to that somewhere. Lord, I can't stay here, I sure gotta step it up and go. Thank you. Yes, sir, this is live radio. You get to see me at my most vulnerable while tuning. What I did for love. What I did for radio. I actually signed something agreeing not to cuss on the radio, you know. The folks here were so pleased that I signed it that, you know, they about to give me a badge, an award or something like that. In the old days, you find out, you know, what words were the bad ones just by saying them all right at the beginning of the show. And when you see the announcer's face grow pale, then you know that's the one not to say. Here's a song, I call it Loneliest Road I Know. I kind of borrowed it from Mississippi Fred McDowell, who called it 61 Highway. And he says, 61 Highway is the longest road I know. I heard it wrong. I heard the word loneliest. And that word is what made me want to sing this song in the first place. So I recorded this as Loneliest Road I Know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where that 61 highway is the loneliest road that I know. She run from New York City, run right by my baby's door. Well, some people say, they say the Greyhound buses, they don't run. You know, some people say that, they say the Greyhound buses, they don't run. Well, you ought to go to West Memphis, baby, look down Highway 61. Somebody for me. I said, please, please see somebody for me. If you see my baby, tell her she's all right, she's all right with me. If I should happen to die, baby, honey, for your thing, my time have come. If I should happen to die, baby, honey, for your thank, my time have come. I want you to bury my body right down there by Highway 61. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. You know, there's a line in that song, please see somebody for me, which makes me think of prison. Makes me think of somebody locked away from those that they love and wanting somebody to look them up. And I began to sing this song, and I actually did it not too many miles away from Highway 61. And in my travels and in my playing music, I've sometimes mentioned the fact that I'd say, oh, 99% of my audience is white, generally. That's not a complaint, because I give my whole heart to whoever's there to hear me sing and to play. But I had a very disturbing experience, and I found a large black audience in it. It was inside of a prison, not too far from Highway 61. So it just makes you think about these things. Well, enough with these fun songs. Let's get sobered up a little here, you know. Here's a song I'd like to do by Sleepy John Estes. It's called What You Doin'? And the refrain goes, you got to give in kind just for what you do. And that means that you have to pay for your lifestyle. At least I hope that's what it means, because that's what I've been telling everybody it means. When Sleepy John Estes talk, I'm not always too sure what he's saying, you know, so I have to... So, you know, sometimes like politicians, in order to sound authoritative, you have to ignore what something means and say what sounds right, you know. Well, I married my baby, married her for myself. And if I can't keep her, don't want nobody else. You got to give in kind just for what you doing. Well, I hate to hear train whistle blow. Make my feet start itching, made me want to go. You got to give in kind just for what you doing. Well, you ain't no angel, don't you tell me no lie. Did my baby stop here, or did she keep going by? You got to give in kind just for what you doing. When a man's out working, know he doing what's right. Some low-down rascal trying to steal his wife. You got to give in kind just for what you doing. Up this morning, couldn't make no time. I didn't have no blues messing up my mind. You got to give in kind just for what you doing. Oh, come here, baby, I won't be mean no more. Give you all of my love, let that black snake go. You got to give in kind just for what you doing. Early in the morning, rag tied around her head, asked her to cook you a breakfast, but she never did. You got to give in kind just for what you doing. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Sleepy John Essie's one of my favorite performers. Good Lord, I'm in the key of R sharp over here. I got this electronic tuner so I can tune by light instead of sound. In case I'm on somewhere and I'm going right after a Canadian rock band that has to be heard by the whole world right there on that stage, and I'm trying to tune up while they're doing it, you know, in the back, and you know, I can't hear a doggone thing because their sound just kind of dominates everything. So I plug this in, and as I said a little earlier to you, I used to have perfect pitch, but now that I got this tuner, I don't anymore. I'd like to do a song called Sugar Bell Blue. It's about a 15-year-old girl. Now, more than 20 years ago, I had a job teaching high school for a week. Down in Choppy, South Carolina, all-black high school, one industry in the town, and that was a paper mill. If you didn't want to work there, you had to leave. And I sat in the school library one day on my time off, surrounded by kids from the school, mostly girls. They wanted to know about New York, which is where I'm from. They wanted to know about the restaurants, about the theater. Then they told me about their boyfriends to let me know how grown up they were, you know. And they all drifted away except this one 15-year-old girl who was very beautiful. And when they were all gone, she looked me in the face and said, "When you leave here, will you take me with you?" I did mention she was beautiful, didn't I? Okay, well, At that time, I didn't have moral guidance from people like Jerry Springer. But I was on my own to figure this one out. Sugar Bell Blue. Sugar Bell Blue, how did you start? Left your home and broke your mother's heart. She sits in the kitchen all alone, praying you find your way back home. Sugar Bell Blue. 15 years old and your daddy's gone. Your dress too short and your legs too long. Frontin' like a woman, but you're really a child. All dressed up, making men go wild. A fella came up and he asked for a date. Looked like a $2 chicken on a $3 plate. You said yes, started to go. Your hips all switching, walking out the door. Buy your drinks, they tell you lies. They kiss your face while they feel your thighs. Say they love you while they're drooling. You ought to go home and complete your schooling. Go home. Go home to your mama. You just a young girl trying to break out of a small town. In public, the men all put you down, but in private, they pay your way around. You dream of buying expensive clothes when the world had paid you all it owes. You hate your daddy for being gone. You hate your mama for holding on. You hate the people who are always staring, and you hate yourself too. Just for caring. In the end, when you're drunk and you're all alone, with a voice on the end of a telephone, saying life is sacred, Sugar Bell, please don't do it. Too late you realize you already blew it. Undertaker does his best. Your poor mama, she does the rest. Sugar Bell Blue laying in the ground. You ought to see your mama's head hang down. Go home. Go home to your mama. You just a young girl trying to break out of a small town. Go home, go home to your mama. You're just a young girl trying to break out of a small town. Goodbye, Sugar Bell Blue. Thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you. Well, you see here, I'm holding up my sister's retainer, actually. And in it, I have managed to wedge a harmonica, and that's an okay thing. But the story of my sister and this retainer, it's a sad story. You know, she, you know, had a mouthful of wires and clamps and screws and braces and just hated this stuff. Hated to have to wear this on her face at night to keep it all in. And she couldn't sleep at night. She couldn't stay awake. So I did her a favor. I took it. Now I got me a harmonica holder. Sister has buck teeth. But she's sleeping pretty good these days. You know? Well, let's see. I got a song called Limetown. Oh, in the key of something or other. Let's see. sitting up here on live radio, and I got problems with my G-string. I imagine there's some poor lady standing out there holding two armloads of her family's laundry, getting ready to go in the machine. She's waiting to hear this G-string pop. This is Limetown, part wrote by me, part stole by me. Now, you aficionados out there will know just where everything came from, but if you don't recognize what you hear, well, then, yeah, I wrote it. Yeah, it was me. Thank you. Thank you all very much. As a member of the Lazy Liars and Loafers Club, it's important that I tell you that despite the fact people tell me I lie as good as a politician, remember, a politician doesn't tell you when he's going to lie. You know I'm lying coming in the door. You know that. And I don't charge any extra. Politician charges per lie. And if he can't get it that term, he'll vote himself up another one next time. You know that. But to paraphrase Garrison Keillor, the lies that I seek to tell are those that lead us to the truth. I believe I'd like to tell a story now. Once upon a time, there was a young man named Doak Ramsey. Doak loved a girl named Juanita, and Juanita loved him. Doak lived in a place called Joppatown. Juanita lived over in Shilacoot Bay. Every morning, he would catch the first ferry from Joppatown over to Shilacoot, stand up on the dock with a cigarette poked in his mouth. Juanita's light would go on. She'd bring him down a cup of coffee, and they'd wait together for the fishing boats to come. Doak worked as a rigger. He would rig the nets and rig the sails so the men could make their living fishing. But this morning, first boat showed up was a gambling boat. That was the beginning of the end. Because he went out on that boat, the decks were already swabbed, the cook was in the galley, and gamblers never sleep. He got the rigging done so fast that he had so much time on his hands, he went to gambling, you know. And he had a good time gambling. He won, had such a good time that after about a week, he stopped going out on the fishing boats altogether. Just went out on the gambling boat. But then he started to lose. Oh, yeah, he lost everything he had. Borrowed a lot of money, then he lost all that he borrowed. He was threatened with his life. So he decided to try stealing just a little bit every day off the table from the gamblers. But stealing from gamblers is a bad idea. No matter how drunk, sleepy, or unlucky they always know how much money's on the table. So when they caught him, you know they beat him. Oh, they beat him bad. Called the sheriff. He was arrested, put in jail for stealing. It was while Doak was in prison, he got word that his mother died. The warden decided to give him a day's furlough to go to his mother's funeral. And on that day, Doak left that prison with chains on his wrists, chains on his ankles, accompanied by two marshals. They drove him to a little church by the sea over in Joppatown. But when they got there, the doors were locked. Funeral was over. They had missed it. So they drove from there to the cemetery. When they got there, Doak looked out. The sky was gray. He looked over by the willow tree. A crowd of people gathered underneath it, and he recognized almost every face. He asked the marshal to please unlock the chains from his wrists and from his ankles because he didn't want those people seeing him like that. But the marshals had their orders, so the chains stayed where they were. Well, Doak took a deep breath. He got out of their car. He shook his clothes straight, and he marched on across that road to the cemetery, dragging the chains behind him. People heard him coming before they saw him. When they saw him, their hearts broke and they ran to him. Oh, they fell on him, they hugged him, they held him, they kissed him. By the time he got over to his mother's graveside, his eyes were so blind with tears he couldn't tell who was hugging him until the last person. That was Juanita. Now there was an old blind man standing by the grave, had a guitar. Began to sing a song. I'm a stranger in this land. Sometimes I need a helping hand, helping hand, Lord, helping hand. Sometimes I need a helping hand. I'm tired of wandering all around. I wanna go back to Joppatown, Joppatown, Lord, Joppatown. I wanna go back to Joppatown. There's a kingdom by the sea. There's an angel who waits for me. Waits for me, Lord, Lord, she waits for me. I got an angel, she waits for me. Thank you. If I die on this road, don't you leave me where I fall, Lord, where I fall. Please don't you leave me where I fall. Lift my body from this ground, carry me over to Joppa Town. Joppa Town, Lord, Joppa Town. I wanna go back to Joppa Town. Graveyard by the willow tree, next to my mother, space for me, space for me, Lord, Lord, make space for me, next to my, make space for me. Thank you, Joppa Town. Thanks very much. I believe it's time for me to tell another story. But first, I'm going to have a sip of this fine Hinckley Springs water. My, that was very good, very good. You know, this substance looks an awful lot like another substance a friend of mine from North Carolina used to manufacture. Call it Thundershot. I said it looked like it, but it doesn't taste like it, though. It's, once you drink old Thundershot, you can't do nothing but fall down. Once upon a time, there's a fella standing by the railroad track. He's waiting for a train. Heard the whistle blow. Train was highballing through the countryside. Well, the train was going so fast that he couldn't get on board, not until it slowed down making a turn. And when it made that turn, he hopped on board. He was high bottom of it. Train passed by a farm and had some chickens out on that farm. Those chickens were having an egg-laying contest. They wanted to see who could lay the most and the biggest egg. Eggs. And they all had an attitude. A chicken attitude. When a train passed by the chain gang, had the prisoners standing out there shackled ankle to ankle. The sun made the sweat glisten on their backs as they held the picks up high and the shovels down low. They were building a road. They hated it there. The work was very hard. The sun was very hot. The bosses were cruel. When the guards' backs were turned, a couple of them escaped. They ran off into the swamp, and they crossed that swamp with water up to their necks, past snakes, past alligators. When they got to the other side, they ran over to the road trying to catch the train. But it didn't matter where these convicts ran. Didn't matter how far or how fast they ran, because they turned the dogs loose on them. And you know those bloodhounds were hungry. When the train moving on down that track, the convicts run after the train, the dogs chasing after the convicts. Now the train track ran right down through the middle of a pig farm. And in a pen on the right-hand side of the track, they had some pigs running around out in the yard. Woo! And in the pen on the left-hand side of the track, well, those pigs weren't so lucky. They were having a barbecue over there. And a smell wafted up out there, blew back over the train, over the convicts, right into the dog's nostrils, drove those bloodhounds crazy. When the train get moving on down that track, the convicts run after the train, the dogs going after the convicts. And the convicts ran and they leaped and they landed in the pen on the right hand side. And the dogs chased them, and they leaped. And the dogs landed in the pen on the left hand side. Well, the train kept moving on down the track with nobody to chase after. It just kept going down the track till it vanished out of sight. But if you looked real careful, you could just make out a little tiny puff of smoke coming up off the top of it. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you all very much. I'd like to do now a song by St. Louis Jimmy Odom. And this is, to me, one of the finest blues songs ever written. One of the finest performers of it. In fact, somebody you'll never hear it done better by is Eric Bibb, who for my birthday a few years ago gave me that tuner. I wonder if he's trying to tell me something. My health is failing me. going down slow. Lord, Lord, Lord. Don't you send for no doctor. You know the doctor, he can't do me no good. Don't you send for no doctor. You know he can't do me no good. It's all my fault. I didn't do the thing that I should. Write my mother, Lord, tell her to say that you find me in. Won't somebody please find my mother? Tell her to say that you find me in. Tell her to pray for me. Forgive me for my sins. Last train south, look for my clothes, coming home. Sweet mama coming home. Catch the last train south, look for my clothes, coming home. See my body, all you can do is moan, 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 moan. Thank you. Thanks very much. Well, I see we're getting down to about the time when we'll be parting company. Well, I guess that means I need to pick up this banjo here. I see some agreement out there. It's from the deaf lady over in the corner. She said, yeah. The one with them big boots on who does the most dancing here. I think she's just deaf when the tax man comes around. I know I've seen her talking to folks otherwise, you know. Okay. Song I'm gonna do is Shortening Bread. Let me precede that by saying my father first bought me a banjo in 1960, precisely the time when a black man in America did not need a banjo. Supreme Court had outlawed segregation in public schools 6 years at that point, so the world was trying to look ahead. And there's something about this instrument makes you feel like you're looking the other direction, you know? So when I say I do love, you say shortening bread. When I say mama love, you say shortening bread. Papa love, baby, you know what to do out there. And that goes for that lady with them two armloads full of laundry going in the machine now. From all them ungrateful kids. And that husband who just sits in front of the TV with the clicker. Sister, I want you to go over there, snatch that clicker out of that man's hand, plant your hips firmly in front of that TV. And I want you to jump up and say... Shortening bread, mama love, papa love, baby love, everybody love. I do love shortening bread. Two little babies laying in bed, one half sick, the other half dead. Sent for the doctor said, feed them chillin' some shortening bread. I do love shortening bread, I do love shortening bread, I do love. I do love, mama love, papa love, baby love, everybody love. I do love shortening bread. When them children sick in bed, heard the talk about shortening bread. It jumped up well, danced and sang, flapped the arm, cut the pigeon wing. I do love shortening bread, I do love shortening bread, I do love, I do love. Mama love, papa love, baby love, everybody love. I do love shortening bread. Say a politician won't steal. I caught three in my cornfield. One had a bushel, one had a peck, one had the cornfield round his neck. I do love shortening bread, I do love shortening bread, I do love shortening bread, I do love shortening bread. Mama love, papa love, baby love, everybody love. I do love, I do love, I do love, I do love. Shortening bread. Okay. I want to thank you all so very much for allowing me to be here with you. Here I am on the radio. You make me feel so at home. I mean, I came here expecting to find a jacuzzi over there in the control booth. Fellow over there, of course, he'd be wearing rubber slippers, you know, plugging in them things. Otherwise, he'd be his own sort of light show back there. And they told me in my contract, writer, I was going to have several underage girls with big fans. You know, fan names are going to be drinks getting passed around. But I see they must have cleaned it up this time because, you know, we want to kind of go by the laws and go by the code and that sort of stuff, at least publicly, anyway, we do. And, man, I'm mighty glad to see you. You make me feel so good. I'm going to be playing in town at a place called Shuba's tomorrow night. And it says it's at Belmont and Southport, and that's at 8 p.m. And if I'm lucky enough to be able to find my way there, then you will see me there indeed. And in fact, My gosh, it makes me wish I could go to a sponsor because I'm sitting here running my gums, and I know we have a radio show that's going out over the air, and doesn't that make me feel special? Well, yeah, it does make me feel special. I get to run my mouth, and this is something I was probably born to do. That's why it's a good idea not to put me in charge of nothing. And whatever you do, don't let me be a preacher. I'm the kind of fellow likes to hear his own voice start making up scripture, you know. You know, just kind of have it go whichever way I sort of want it to go that day. Lastly, not just to thank you and to thank members of the audience listening, I want to say I'm grateful to all the people involved in radio and also in teaching. I grew up in a household where teachers were loved and respected and communication was valued. And, of course, this is before we had a TV. We used to sit around and listen to the radio, and a lot good happened. So I think there's nothing but good to be gained by listening to radio, contributing to radio, participating in radio. So any way that you can continue to keep this station and other stations alive is a good thing. So let's just keep communicating with each other, teaching, and learning. Thank you.
Guy Davis, live on Folkstage. Guy, what's your website?
Oh, the website is GuyDavis.com. Just stick those W's where they go.
So if you want to learn more about Guy or get on his calendar list or buy his CDs, you can go to GuyDavis.com. And also you can go see him tomorrow night, as he said, Sunday night at Shuba's at Belmont and Southport, 8 o'clock.